Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome. My name is Tracy Ann Oberman, and this is the podcast that takes the murky words of online bullying and shines light and love and laughter onto the haters. This is Trolled. My guest for this episode is someone who I am very excited to meet. She popped up on my radar on Twitter over 4 or 5 years ago, and I've always admired her. She's always made me laugh, and she's brave. She's an accomplished comedian doing wonderful things on stage. In 2016, and this is when she really impacted, she made a placard welcoming Donald Trump into the country, and it held up and it said,
Trump is a cunt.
Janie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm really pleased you're here. You absolutely define the sort of person that I wanted to meet because,
thanks.
I say, I've long admired your wit and acerbic quality at dealing with your own trolls. Tell me, how did you get onto Twitter and why?
I got onto Twitter about nearly 10 years ago. I've always been really into social media. I've done Facebook, and way before that, I had a Bebo and a MySpace page. I was always on an online blogger as well. So I was in blog.co.uk way back when it was a thing. And a blog, and I've been doing a podcast with my daughter, Ashley Story, for seven years. Yeah, but we had to stop doing it together, and I do it myself now.
Why did you have to stop?
Because she's got her own radio show and she's got her own life.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I hate it when they grow up.
Bitch.
Yeah, what a bitch.
I know.
Stay with mummy, as I say to my daughter.
But I've always been very heavily into social media. I think it's a great medium for people who work in comedy and media. It's a great way to advertise your gigs. It's a great way to mine material. And it's a good way to connect with people who have absolute genuine questions about your book, your shows, your plays, your online material. People ask me very genuine questions and I get to speak to them.
So you were quite an early adopter of all of this.
Yeah.
Which is the platform you use mainly now?
Both Twitter and Facebook. Instagram, I'm still shy on, but I put lots of wee videos. And of course, you know, I do those political voiceover videos.
Yes, which are hilarious.
Twitter is the absolute perfect platform for that.
Yes. When was the first time you were trolled?
My early trolling days was the week that Prince William and Kate get married, because I made a joke about Glaswegian people with Union flags, and that spurned a lot of Rangers fans. In Glasgow, we have a thing called sectarianism, where the Catholics hate the Protestants hate the Catholics. Occasionally, a person of colour turns up and takes the heat off everybody. So I get trolled a lot then, and then when I joined the Yes movement for the referendum in 2014, now this is just a generalisation to give you the political landscape of how this plays out. In Glasgow, Rangers fans, by and large, are Protestants.
Right.
Who support the Union and don't want an independent Scotland.
Okay.
Celtic are, by and large, but not exclusively, Catholics. And they support, by and large, support the Yes movement. Now, of course, there are people who write and going, I'm a Rangers fan and I'm a Yes, and I'm a, I get that. But by and large is a good way to give you an overall stamp on it. So Catholics and Celtic want to vote yes, Rangers and Protestants want to vote no. That's quite a generalisation, but it's a
good headline.
It's a good way to look at it. And Rangers fans tend to support Trump. Not all. Hashtag not all. So they're Trump supporters, they're Protestants, they want the union, they love the Queen, they've got their union flag. Celtic are Catholics who support Palestinians.
Right.
So they've got a further reaching.
Right.
And who are for an independent Scotland and aren't offy fond of the Queen.
Okay. Now,
not all of them, but that's right. A good generalise.
Do they are they also, you know, do they also align with the Yazidis and anyone who they feel
I'm
is
I'm not
the
that sure.
No,
I've
okay.
never
it's just a big Palestinian.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I am a Protestant.
Right.
And a Rangers fan.
Oh, God, so you really buck the trend.
So,
And a woman.
And I support Yes campaign. Right. So I get lots of trolling for the Rangers fans and... They call me a Catholic, a Tig, a Fenian, which are all slag words for Catholic. And I'm not. And I never have been. And they think because my husband's a Catholic, I'm a Catholic. And I'm not. And so they give me a lot of stick. And I was aware of it then. They started flooding my timeline with a lot of hate. And anytime the BBC puts up a small clip video, they've got online chat rooms.
Right.
So they put the link from Twitter into their chat room. So that all the Rangers, and it's really funny because some of them write things like, I don't even know why I'm here. You know, they don't know. The funniest one was last year, the Rangers fans put up a link to, is Janie Godley in London to protest the Kuwaiti Emirate guy? Because I protested Trump, I have to protest everybody or they will call me a hypocrite.
Oh, right.
But the funny thing is the Rangers fans did this so much, it went viral. And the journalists all over the world were going, why are Rangers fans upset at Janie Godley not protesting? So it kind of bit them in the ass and they didn't know how to deal with it. And they claimed that I should be protesting this man.
If you're going to do one, you should blanket.
Because of his appalling human rights towards women. These are the same men that threatened to rape me.
Mm-hmm.
Or sorry, reap, because they're no very good spellers.
Reap.
They're going to reap me.
Is that R-E-E-P?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
So they pretend that they support women.
Right.
Just, you know, that they'll say things like, why aren't you protesting against the Muslim rape gangs in Rotherham? And I'm like, you don't care about Muslim or Muslim women or rape gangs. You mock me for being raped because the man who raped me was a Rangers Orange Walk man. You mock my rape. So stop pretending you care about women's rape problems when you mock mine. So, and
totally.
They go on and on. But the good thing is I've hit my menopause and I've got a lot of time in my hands and I'm really good at typing and my grammar's good. So I fucking give it right back like a cricket bat.
So you completely rose to the
yeah.
to the top of Twitter for me because I'd never seen anybody come back in the way you did.
Yeah.
You were fearless. You gave me courage.
Yeah, I say things like, what are you doing sitting in your mum's caravan jizzing on a cat's back?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you can't say that to me. You have a blue tick. You can't tell me I'm getting raped.
Yes.
Let's meet up, Bunty.
Yes.
And they're all anonymous. So I tell them where I'm going. I say, I get off the St. Enoch's tube and I walk from St. Enoch's all the way along Argyle Street. Yep. And I walk to the comedy gig. If anybody wants to meet me, reap me, kill me, beat me, I am absolutely open for that. Come and meet me. Not one of them. Shite bags. Scared
wow.
an old woman in her 50s in case she beats them up in the street.
I can't believe that.
Mm.
So you not only do you take it on Twitter, you'll literally go to meet me in a dark alley.
Me. Don't care.
Wow. And that's nobody has ever picked you up
nah.
on it?
They all just hide behind, you know, their fake accounts and call me names. And I'm like, you know where I am. Here's my gig list. Come see me. Come walk into the club. Ask to meet me. I'll be here.
So that's my inspiring lesson for the day, and I hope anybody else
listening.
Well,
I don't know if everybody should do
no,
that.
No, but just the fact that so many of them are literally keyboard warriors. When you first put your head above the parapet in terms of the referendum, did you think you were going to get trolled?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You knew what you were doing.
But you see, the thing is, Tracy, I used to own a pub in the East End of Glasgow for 15 years. So I had my first day in 1979 was a wee old man coming in going, oh, you've got quite big tits. I'm like, cheers, do you want ice in your whiskey? Like, can I feel your tits? No. Well, I fought in the Korean War. Well, it's a pity you never died in it. I don't care.
Jane, I love
I've been fighting all my life. So I don't care. I'm like, fucking bring it on. What's the worst that can happen?
You are the one, you've walked the walk in life. Yeah, I mean, you've been through some of the most horrific experiences. Mm. And I remember you very sweetly, you often weighed in to cover my back. I try and be a bit like you, but I'm not quite, I can't quite do it. But somebody was accusing you of child, you wouldn't know child abuse if it bit you on the arse. And it's like, you really should do a bit of research as to who you're insulting.
No, I know. And then I love how they always try and twist things around. This woman says, you tweeted me 66 times. I went, I was replying to your tweets. Absolutely. This is tweets. So you say hello.
Hello.
That's me.
I hate you.
So that's me just tweeting you twice. Nothing to do with what you wrote to me. So I always call them out. And I always call them out. And I call them out every single time. And I screenshot them and call them out. And then one of the things is there's four men have lost their jobs. A man tweeted me, a Rangers fan who lived, let's say, in Manchester.
Let's just say.
And he suggested shoving things up my vagina. And I said, mate, you're hiding behind a fake account, so you're a non-person, doesn't count. It's just like somebody going up a toilet wall and writing your name on it. It doesn't count. Or you're shouting it off the top of an open-top bus. You don't count. So he fucking stupidly put his picture up, and it had his work logo on the jumper.
What an idiot.
And within 3 hours, he'd lost his job. I never reported
him. Who reported him?
Other people who follow me reported him and said, this guy is at your company, he's in your work, and he's suggesting putting things up a woman's vagina. And the company wrote to me and said, we do not condone. I mean, please don't let him lose his job. He's got kids. It's Christmas. And they said, this is none of your business. If he's doing this to you, we don't know who else he's doing this to.
Wow.
So that's one example of four people who have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
For stupidly putting up their picture.
And what happened? Give me another one.
Another one was a man who said that my husband sold heroin.
I saw that.
Yeah, and he had his logo on his jumper. What? I know. And lawyers get involved and apologies had to be made. But the company wrote to me and says, we're not having these people work with us. Yeah. If they can't be responsible, don't use your work logo and your Twitter handle.
Do you think it's getting worse on Twitter?
No, I think that they've started to realise that they can't keep doing it. At the beginning, they could. I mean, if you saw the stuff Nicola Sturgeon got, like, I've got a bullet for you, you bitch, and all that. Because they were so safe and secure in their anonymity, they didn't realise that their IP address could be traced, blah, 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 blah. And it gets that. And they now know that they get shamed, so they have to lock their account. And they now know that there is consequences.
Why do you think they do it?
I think people do it because... Okay, let me explain. I actually had a public interaction where I met somebody by accident who had been drawn. So I'm on a bus, got to Edinburgh, and this is when I realised why they do it. And the driver was on the bus, and I'm sitting directly behind the driver. And at that moment, a Canadian news company, and the bus was empty, the Canadian news company called me and says, we want to speak to you about the Trump thing. And I was obviously speaking loudly because it was Canada I was speaking to. So the bus driver, who I'm sitting directly behind, said, oh, what was that about? I went, oh, it's a thing I did and I'm a comedian and I've got it this time. He went, oh, I think I recognise you. And I says, yeah. He says, I think you blocked me on Twitter. I says, are you a Rangers fan who calls women horrible names? Because if you have, that'll be why you're blocked. He went, no. I went, give me your Twitter handle. But before he did it. So while the bus was pulling into the garage, I searched it. And the tweet he had sent to me is, you fat, ugly cow, nobody would fuck you. By the way, he was like 18 stone. So I was like, mate, I found out why I blocked you. It's this here. And he looked at it. And I looked at him and I said, you sent me that. Turns out I know his father-in-law. We went to school together. And I said, does he know that you speak to women like this one? And he went, oh, it's just a bit of banter. I was in a pub and all the guys were tweeting you and all the other guys were doing it. So I went, so you think it's okay to suggest, I went, just a heads up, doesn't matter what size I'm, I'm getting banged harder than a faulty washing machine door. And you've asked who would fuck me. Well, I'm hoping it's never you, because I don't think you could take the weight in those elbows, because you're quite big. And I think it's weird that you would suggest that a woman is so ugly to get sex when you basically look like a potato. So I don't understand. And he went, I just did it because everybody else was doing it.
Does he look embarrassed?
Yeah. I went, you're an adult man. So he's like, it's just banter. I went, that's fine, it's just banter. So as the inspector came on the bus, I went, I love this journey. That big fat man is so sweaty and smelly, nobody would ever fuck him.
Banter. Excellent.
And the guy was like, why would you say that? It's just banter, mate. It's just banter. And it banter.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat.
Find us on Twitter at AlwaysTherePod.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So maybe behind every keyboard warrior or troll, they believe that they're Katniss Everdeen in, or Nelson Mandela or Brad Pitt or, you know, but actually...
Everybody's just ordinary. Like, that's the thing is...
Everybody is ordinary.
People tell me that you're not beautiful and you're not... You know what? I don't think I am beautiful. I think I'm ordinary looking like every other ordinary looking person there is. And what is beauty to
what
you?
What is beauty?
Yeah, I mean... I know that I'm attractive to the man that loves me. I know that my daddy loved me. I know that my daughter loves me. I know I've got good friends who love me. I don't need a complete stranger to say they think I'm pretty enough to fuck because I'm no fucking them.
First of all, you are gorgeous. Yeah. You've got, you know, everybody, you know, you're beautiful. You are beautiful, but it doesn't matter.
We're all ordinary looking people.
Well, we're just all humans and we've all got our own beauty. You know, all women are beautiful in their own way.
I look at people on a bus and like a wee old woman in her 70s and I think, I wonder who she was when she was younger. I wonder what, you know, what did she do? Was she a secretary? Did she have hopes and dreams? And she... People love her. Someday is going to cry when she dies and she's beautiful to everybody that loves her.
Exactly.
So, and I don't understand why I can only be beautiful if I look like Sophia Loren until I die because that isn't what beauty is.
Well, to be fair, Rachel Riley, who's a very pretty young woman, gets told that she's ugly and unfuckable. So I think it sort of goes...
It's because women... are so fucking hung up on their insecurities that if I tell you, nobody will fuck you. You're like, I don't have the time to be fucking everybody. But it's the thing they do is they try and pick it. And what they don't understand is, I'm incredibly safe and secure. And my body has never gave me cancer. My body has delivered a beautiful child. My body saw me through caring for my dad. This body carried me through the world of doing stand-up. I've been all over the world. This body might not be the body you find aesthetically pleasing, but it never fucking let me down. And it gives me really good orgasm, so I don't understand why anybody would want to judge that. Mm. But the people who do judge it are people who are incredibly insecure and think that the only thing that's important is looks. And I get that because that's what the Kardashians push. That's what the public push. That you have to have perfect eyebrows, you have to look good, you have to look beautiful, or society won't like you. which means let's fucking hope Nanny is get a rash on her face or her life will end.
Don't you find that being a woman of let's say past 35, it gives us power? Because I don't care if people don't. I literally couldn't give a shit if people say you're not fuckable.
The best bit is that a guy on a train, four seats away, was staring at me and I was like, oh God, I think he's recognised me. But and then he went, just so as you know, I would never fuck you. And the whole cabin, I went, well, I'm so upset because I've been sat here trying to wonder out how to get the courage to ask you to fuck me. And now you've put all my dreams at a dash. Me and these other women, we've all been texting each other quietly going, do you think the guy with the cherry red cords and fat belly will fuck us? Then it turns out you won't.
Did he really
devastated.
Say that?
I'm devastated that my vagina's now clam shut for business because you've told me you won't fuck me. And anyway, I haven't had my injection, so I wasn't sure if we could actually mate, just in case.
You know, human and animal species. But the thing is, they do it with women, don't they? Because they think it's the way to silence you. Mm. They think that if they make you feel insecure or ashamed. Yeah. So here's the next question. With everything that has come your way on Twitter, and we'll go back to it, and I talk mainly about Twitter because that's the medium that I use. How does it impact on your day-to-day life, your real life? And have you ever thought about getting off the media?
I mean, my daughter puts it perfectly. She says it saved my husband and I's marriage because she went, you picked in dad for ages, and because he's got autism, you and him argued like fuck. Now you've argued with lots of men. It's saved this marriage. So in a way, it's saved her marriage. I get to argue with arseholes and leave that poor bloke alone.
And do you go on feeling I'm in a combative mood?
Oh, yeah, he knows. He can tell by my face. He went, is arseholes annoying you? I'm like, yep. He's like, go for it, girl. I was like, yeah. And he laughs. I sometimes tell him the exchanges. Some of them gave me great comedy material. I've told stories on stage. It's usually Scottish unionists and Tories that tell me that I shouldn't swear. And then I look up their profile and find out they take legal, candid, upshot pictures of women's knickers. But I'm not allowed to swear. My favourite one is when people tell me not to swear and then I search their name and find them swearing. That makes my nipples hard.
Do you ever get a blue tick interaction of people that don't like what you do?
A lot of people don't like what I do, but my mammy never gave birth to me in 1961 to please a bunch of cunts I don't know.
God, it's so true. And it's so true. What do you think trolls want?
Attention. It's just attention. But as my husband, who, as I say, he's got autism, so he sees the world in very much black and white. He's like, but their face isn't there and their name isn't there, so they're a non-person. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. They're non-persons. So I block all the Rangers fans and unions. I block them. And people say, you shouldn't block them, you should mute them. But the reason I don't mute them is because people who follow me get into arguments with them.
Right.
So if I just, imagine Twitter's a nightclub.
Yeah.
Right? And you've got bouncers in the door. I don't want arseholes in. Because when they're not annoying me, they're annoying my fucking pals.
Very good.
You know, they're in. If they've avoided Janie at the bar, they'll go over to a booth and start picking on my mates. So just don't fucking let them in. Go away. Go find some lonely unionist wank circle and stay there and talk about whatever shite you want to talk about. Folk out here, if I'm going to get raped, you better spell it right.
How have the left been with you? Because I'm getting the impression that you've not been, maybe your love of Corbyn has dimmed somewhat.
I supported Jeremy Corbyn at the very beginning. I was doing the Corbyn comedy concert, but I couldn't go because of another job. Now, I come from a different standpoint, Tracy, because you have no other option. Yous have got Corbyn or yous have got fucking Theresa May. Yous have got
That's the thing.
The two worst fucking, literally, you know, like poisonous prawns and scabby lobster on your buffet. We've got Nicola Sturgeon. We've got a real politician that when she sees an open goal, she fucking kicks it.
Totally.
So I was, I was such a Corbynista when he came out because my utopia would have been Jeremy Corbyn in Parliament, Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland. What a beautiful fucking marriage made in heaven.
You may get that now.
And then my husband, who watches, doesn't on social media at all, he said he was very anti-Corbyn from the beginning. I went, why are you like this? He went, because he does fuck all. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. He's like, he's just gathered a lot of popular people and did fuck all with it. And I'm like, you're wrong. And then it turns out he's right. And I'm annoyed at Corbyn for doing that. And I'm also annoyed at the way the Labour Party in Scotland, every time, for instance, the Labour Party were in charge of the Glasgow City Council for like 17 years. They paid £4 million to take the women to court rather than pay them equal pay. The Labour Party.
Oh, my God.
So, they wouldn't give the women equal pay. In fact, they spent the public's purse defending that decision in court. SNP get in. Within 2 years, SNP have gave out £58 million to the women. Labour Party come out and says, we solved this problem. And I thought, no, you fucking didn't. You lying arseholes. You spent millions in court defending the right not to pay women equally. And that is when a lot of the left in Scotland were like, it's the truth. I'm not making shit up. And it's the truth.
Wow.
And they hate that the SNP took over the office in the Glasgow City Chambers. And within 2 years, they've settled it. And they've paid £58 million out or whatever it is. I don't know the exact amount. Millions. Mm. To pay the women off and give them their due. And the Labour Party were on the news giving it, well, it's about time these women get a settlement. I went, that's like a man who trapped you in a box, right? Let's call him Joe. Joe traps Tracy Ann in a box. Tracy Ann gets out the box because Margaret got her out. And the man goes on the news and goes, I'm glad Margaret let Tracy Ann out of that box. Good on her. I'm like, you were the fucking arsehole that put her there. So when they do that, mad. Dander gets up. I hate hypocrisy.
Oh, so do I. I think that's why you've always had such an authentic voice for me. You know, you take no prisoners.
I love you. I love what you do on Twitter as well. I love that you just keep answering back and they keep on and keep on and keep. But it is a bit like a cult. It's like they can't see past anything.
Well, it's a far right, far left. And this is a non-political podcast. No. You know, this is literally a, you know, I'd love to have Owen Jones on. I'd love to have anybody on. But well, I've got a question for you that I get asked doing this. At what point, when we answer back, do we become the trolls?
Well, we're not, because a troll to me is somebody who hides their identity with a fake. I never, ever jump into a conversation. See, for scene's sake, I see a lot of Rangers fans saying Mary Black is a fucking bitch and she needs to be put down or whatever. I'll just say, guys, this is despicable. But I won't jump in and start caught. That's what a troll does. I won't do that. I only answer.
So these people are sitting there waiting just to jump out from under the bridge.
Yeah.
Interesting. Have you ever managed to persuade a troll to your way of thinking or made up with them?
Yes. Yes. I've had people who have said, a guy, the worst, fuck, it was really bad, because I'm so thick-skinned, but they've, like, 19 minutes after the bells at New Year, a tweet came up and it said, ha-ha, your mum was found dead floating down the Clyde. And that was the beginning of the new year. And it was this guy who stupidly had his photograph of him and his girlfriend on it. So I screenshot it. I went, wow, days after the new year, a man's laughing at my mum being murdered just because he's a Rangers fan. The fuck does that mean? But I thought, that's really sad that if you're a man and you're with your girlfriend and it's the new year, you would take time at your night to laugh at my mum being murdered in 1982. And then people were like, that's fucking horrific. And then I got a private message, and I think it's from him. He apologised profusely and says, you know who I am. I'm sickened by what I did. And yada. It may not have been. Somebody might have apologised on his behalf, but I can't see that. It must have been him. And I said, that was a fucking horrible thing to say. Not for me. I'm over my mum's death. I am. But for that to be what you're thinking about at the new year, Why would that be the thing you thought about? My mum being murdered way before you were even born, and that would be the thing that would come into your head. That's a mental illness.
Did he say anything?
No, I just let it go because he kind of apologised. And I've had people who got threatened by their work and stuff and said, I've seen you threatening to rape a woman on Twitter. And they've went, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have wrote that. And I went, that's okay. You know, I get that people get carried up in the momentum. And then the other weird one is very young Twitterers, you know, like 17-year-old boys who are big Rangers fans, mostly football fans I get. Some Celtic fans too, not all Rangers, but 80, 90% Rangers write things like, you should be stabbed to death and stuff. And I think that they don't understand and they end up losing their accounts.
And when you get things like, do you block immediately now or do you interact?
Yeah, I mean, I'll write to them and say, this isn't something you should be writing on Twitter. And like, oh, you're a paedophile, I'm only a kid. I was like, I was married at, engaged at 16.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, this I've thing seen about 16. In Scotland, you can get married at 16, you know, so that's not a child to me, you know. So my husband was 16 when we lived together, so I don't see 16-year-olds as children. You're legally allowed to get married and drink or whatever. You know, you can't drink till you're 18. But There is a difference, but I do think when they're very, very young, I block them. I'll explain that they're wrong and then I'll block them.
Mm.
And then, but, you know, the Scottish Tories and the Unionists fire up and they always go on about me swearing. Let me swearing is the worst thing in the world. But burning baby boxes and leaving returning soldiers dying in the streets isn't bad. But me saying fuck is bad.
So well, I've always been quite shocked that people high up the food chain, let's say of Labour, have not stamped down harder on this. And do you feel that people should have, in positions of authority...
Yeah, well, I always tag the Rangers Football Club into it, so I know that their PR people see it.
And did they ever do anything?
Well, I've had words... They've emailed me once and said that they're disgusted at the stuff that their fans write to me. But it's the same as the violence on the pitches. I mean, we have things like... When Rangers play Celtic, domestic violence peaks.
God.
And nobody wants to talk about it. And just 2 weekends ago, there was a Rangers and Celtic match and people were stabbed. They don't want to address it, so they keep putting it down to, oh, it's got nothing to do with the football match. It's got to do with alcoholics and people who drink. Well, why does that not happen at rugby? Why does it not happen at the women's football games? Why does it not happen at the fucking curling?
Mm.
Why does it just seem to be Rangers and Celtic? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but there's a common denominator here.
And they don't deal with it at all?
They don't deal with it at all. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
How much of the material are you able to take? And like when David Baddiel was on and he talked about how it informs his comedy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I talk about it on stage. It's brilliant. I get, you know, these poor bastards have made me so much money.
That's what I was going to say. You monetize
Fuck
your own trolls.
Yeah, absolutely. I sold out 4 nights at the Oran Mór. That was 1,200 people came to see me.
Oh.
And my fucking God, did they get the troll chat. They love it as well.
What sort of things have you taken that you're able to talk about?
I talk about the unionists that tell me not to swear, but they take upshot, legal, candid upskirt photographs of women's crotches. And it's all these old fucking bustling old men in cherry red cords that don't like women. And I take the piss out of them all the time and I talk about them on stage and I have great fun. And a lot of the people who come to see me follow me on Twitter, so they know. So it's a common denominator for them as well. It's a lived experience that they've been through with me. Half of those people in the audience are like, yeah, we were with you, Janie.
Yes.
We saw it. And I was like, yeah, what about that cunt?
So meeting you here today I is amazing because you know when you follow somebody on Twitter for a long time and you fought their battles.
We're huge fans of you. Ashley's like, I can't believe you're getting to meet this woman.
Oh, well, because she can come on.
She's a
bloody
big
brilliant.
Friday night dinner fan, has been from day dot.
Well, Janie Goddard, you are a heroine to me. You are a real
hero. Bless you.
You are one of the first women that impacted and showed me that you just don't go running.
Don't
give a fuck. They will not run you off the site.
No.
We're quicker and, well, you're quicker, brighter, stronger and more resilient than any of them. Thanks so much for coming on to Trolled.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with me, Tracy Ann Overman, on this episode of Trolled. See you next week.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont and this is Crime Club, the podcast where I talk to people who have done terrible, terrible things, either immoral or illegal, ideally both.
Oh, fucking hell, mate.
That's Crime Club.
Oi, 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 oi.
It's fucking Crime Club.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.